This clock here.
That one stopped. It's 2 minutes to eight.
Sunday morning, I got on my quit exactly 12, and I was finishing on a midnight hour or something. Monday morning. All right. You know, I think it got me out here early tonight. I still don't know how time went by so fast. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all the way you brought us right up to the point, Lord. We are going to do the greatest works and wonderful works among thy people. Finally, the change will come from only you. It can't come from nowhere else. Preachers can preach. Preachers can say this, and they can believe and all of that. But the change, Lord, it'll come from you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, touch each one of the audience. They have all needs, Lord. Meet every need out there. Every one of them unspoken request on their hearts. Let the power of God come upon them. And we come here, Lord, because we know why. That you will take our burdens away. And that you work miracles among thy people. Now touch them all. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. God bless your heart. Okay, go ahead and be seated. Boy, you know, you get to praying. And time goes by fast, doesn't it? Amen. Now, you know, sometimes we have films and I get a little bit later. It's a little bit later and so forth. But tonight I thought, you know, Sunday I was preaching, we were preaching. I kind of take advantage of that message that went forth. How that the joy has been stolen from the people of God. No, you can plant it there and it's gone, you know. Pretty soon they're down now. And the age that we live in. And yet Jesus has left up enough of power, not only for us, but just to wipe out everything in this world. If we will use that. And tonight, the mind shaker. Now Satan and his tricks is to shake up the elect and try to mind shake them. And Jesus used to say, be not afraid. Paul in so many words said, be not shaken in mind. How many of you believe that? Every once in a while, people send tracts. And then I get look at some of them things once in a while before I throw them in a trash can or something like that. You know, well, some of them are salvation tracts and so forth. But people send them, you know, and they get in the mail. And one to read this way, one to read that way, or one to believe this way, one to believe that way. And I said to myself, no wonder there's such confusion among the people. And evidently, at the end of the age, it'll just be one big argument until they'll finally tell you, I'll kill you if you don't believe like I do. Now, that's what it's headed for, the mark of the beast. But the arguments are everywhere. And the world, to me, is getting like some of the commercials we used to see, madness. It's like they're imitating them or something out in the spirit world there. And such confusion. There's enough of events happening on a worldwide scale to shake the mind alone. But that's not good enough. Old Satan is trying to shake the minds of those that are going to leave. He is trying, and he knows by the anointing and the word that they have what group they are. And he'll even use Pentecostals to fight Pentecostals. He'll use different ways to shake the mind. And he'll try everything he can, and when he gets you off guard, then you can't believe like you should. And then he has other tricks in there. And it seems like today that some people, it seems like, the only thing they can do is shock people. Like it's a nation of shocking one another. One will do this, somebody else will do that. And it's just one shock after another. So Satan is a mind shaker. But God, he gives you a sound mind. He mends that mind no matter how Satan is shaking it up, how much trouble, how much turmoil. See, he wants to disturb. And as long as somebody is disturbed, and as long as they have fear and worry, they can't do very much until they conquer that. And then when they can, then Jesus can deal with them. Now, he has great secrets in the Bible that he himself would say to show you what he wanted or to show you what was defeating your faith. And we'll read some of those. You know, the Bible has said this. We was preaching Sunday about how he give you peace and so forth like that. But old Satan is trying to rob the church, trying to rob the people. And it said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good. Notice healing, praying for the sick is to do good. Cast out devils is to do good. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Of course, he had the flesh and he was eternal. He was there all the time working miracles. But he would take away all the oppression. The Bible said all of it. And David one time said he had delivered me and taken all of my fears. All my fears are gone. Yea, I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll feel no evil. That's a mighty good sound mind and heart with God, isn't it? How many of you say, praise the Lord? And in the age you're dealing now, you're not dealing with a devil that's just playing around.
He means business. And right now, he's going insane, nearly trying to block God's people from the greatest blessings yet that will come to them. Remember how hard he fought in there to block the outpouring of Pentecost? But yet God had a certain amount out of all of the hundreds of thousands, I guess, in the vicinities of all the time I'd ever heard him and so forth like that. Yet he was able to get 120 in that upper room. At that time, Satan didn't block them. It was enough, just 120, to scatter this where we're at today. Oh, how great the Lord is. Don't look at massive numbers sometimes. He can take a few, and the next thing you know, he's got the whole world aflame of fire in different sections, as Paul would go here and there. So he went about doing good and healing all. Jesus didn't want to see. He didn't want to look at. He didn't want to see one oppressed soul from that devil. And he tried the best he could to get their faith real high and to get it up there where that he could just take that old oppression out, because it'll just destroy you and destroy your faith. Because it's not God. It comes from Satan. You have your problems. You'll have your troubles. But he gives you a way out of them. Because you're tested in this world. And you go through many trials in this world. And you know, sometimes in all my ministry, I've been tested by Satan. Sometimes, and now, the elect are tested in various ways. The rejection sometimes, the powers God is moving, I can see that's not being taken like it should. It hurts sometimes. And different things will occur. And I'll get along with the Lord. And I'll pray. And you know what he told me? Of course, I knew it. I wasn't thinking it right at the time. He said, do exactly as you're telling him in the messages. And you think back. Every message that I preached, I do what I have preached to you people, and it works. Amen. It works real good. So I pray about something else. See, I'll be praying with the Lord. Mostly I want to find out how people tick and what's happening, you know, all over the world. Sometimes you'll get a come out, they'll be real earnest, and the next thing you know, they'll scatter some in there. You see, it's shake-up time, all right. God is shaking his people up, and Satan is trying to shake up. So a mind shaker, boy, that's what we're headed for in the world. And so, you know, some people say, well, you know, I don't think anything will work for me, they'll say. You know, I don't think anything will work for me. See the oppression, depression? No, you're right. That's one time you're a prophet. It ain't going to work for you. Not unless you believe that God's going to take you out of it. You got people who say, I don't think anything's going to work for me. Nothing's going to work for me. No, it ain't going to work. You're a prophet indeed. Indeed you are. But you set your mind, I can do all things through Christ. That strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. You set your mind hard enough against something, let me tell you something, you're going to win with Jesus. Jesus is not a loser. You may be a loser, but you hook up with him and you're with a winner. And old Satan might for years try to put you down. But once you reach a certain point, boy, you can push it on back in through there. Paul said, be not shaken in mind, because that's Satan's tricks to shake you in your mind. Beings were getting close to the Lord and his coming in here. You know, even when Jesus was born, the angel said, fear not. See, they have to say that. Gabriel to Mary, fear not, see. And different places in the Bible, to Daniel, to every one of them, see. Knowing that that distrust of fear will interrupt, and they can't hear the communications right or anything else right until they get that out of the way. You come here worried. You come here with fear. You come in different things, and I'll be preaching just what God wants you to hear, but until you get that out of your way, get it out where that message begins to take control in there, and you let the message get in there and that power of God control that, and I'll guarantee you there won't be a devil walking. Stay with you. You can get him out of there. That's exactly right. And the Lord wants his people completely out of that right there. Now, we know these scriptures, and Peter one time he said, fear not. Don't worry about it. Henceforth, he said, you and the disciples, they're going to catch men, boy. I'm going to put you right out there. So don't fear about that. It'll take its time. It's course, but it's coming. And he'll come to the disciples there. And he said to his disciples, why are you so fearful in the storm? Why, you saw the creation a while ago. You saw the miraculous. It's the great miracles that were performed. And now in this little storm, why are you so fearful, you see? Told Mary Magdalene, be not afraid. He would come to another one, he said, fear not, lo, I'm with you. And all over the scriptures, he would always say, be not afraid, to Jairus. Daughter was dead. Jesus said, be not afraid. Only believe, she be made whole. Somebody believed a little bit. The Lord himself went and raised her up from the dead. She arose again. But always that word, fear. Being afraid, uncertain, it causes the faith level to drop, and worry will work against your faith. We're born, everybody, creatures on this earth, human beings, and they register one way as caution and so forth like that. But when a thing rules the body and God doesn't, it's out of control. And when Satan can get you oppressed and get you beaten down, Well, then you can't reach up and get your prayers answered. Some people get in such a condition, if they're not near where a powerful gift is, they have to almost fast their way out of it. Satan puts such a blackness, a darkness on them and ties them up. Depression is that color, you know, and ties them down. So what you do, you hold on to the promises of God, His joy, His peace, His happiness, faith, and all those things that He's given us. And one way or another, one of those fruits or one of those gifts or one of those things or just pure faith will shake a devil loose and you'll get rid of him. But if you yield to the oppression, it will finally beat you up and put you in a pit and put a lid over your head. So you got to keep going no matter what. You say, that's all right. Listen, brother, I have faced some of the terriblest things in this world from a child even. I've had experiences. I know in the ministry. And I know one thing. You got to have courage and continue. And I've never seen God fail me yet one time. Never. He's there. Sometimes you have to force powerful, even with great gifts. Look at Daniel. A man greatly beloved of heaven, all kinds of angels would come to him, the providential prophet, the great one, and yet he fought 21 days for we don't know how many more subjects in different ways that weren't listed in the Bible that he had to fight for, and he had to go through all that struggle. Yet he was a great gifted man, but yet he went under them tests and them other evil angels that were trying to shake him in mind, trying to get him off of what God had sent him to do. But the Lord, it took some fasting, some prayer, even that great prophet, but he broke it. He broke the back of old Satan. He broke him down. And the children went home because he could pray. And he believed with all of his heart. And he lived long enough that he got to see him trail off and go home. Now, God rewarded him. He never gave up. He even allotted himself to the people many times. But it was because that he could hold. And he could stand it. And he could stay with it. The same as Jeremiah the prophet. They could hold on now. They saw their prayers answered. They give up, get oppressed by the devil in such a way they were going to kill Jeremiah every 15 minutes. If that wouldn't depress you, what would? They went as far as almost the king called him just before that they covered the water over his head in a pit and buried him. And just every little bit they was going to get rid of Jeremiah. But yet he wouldn't shut up. He believed in God, and he believed with all of his heart. They tried to worry him. They tried to oppress him. Satan tried everything that he could to get to him. But he held on. And when he did, he was courageous and powerful. You get all the unsettlement out of you. Get all this conditions out of there. And don't let Satan oppress you. I know there's plenty of problems. I'm not trying to erase those that are out in this world. They face you with your children. They face you on your jobs. They face you in the homes. They face you everywhere. They face you with other Christians. It's all around you. But yet, if you don't have strong determination and believe in how I preach and what I preach and what I'm doing, then I can't help you. God cannot help you because I preach His Word. And it is Him. And He wants His people clear from that. So when he would get to faith real high, all he could say was, go your way. Do this. Do that. And boy, the miracles were there. But always, fear not. See, they're scared. Be not afraid. Said, why are you so fearful? Trust. Believe. I'm with you. How many of you believe that tonight? Great God. So, Paul said, be not shaken in mind. He'll come at you in a thousand different ways. Be on guard. Put on the full armor, Paul said. So Jesus was anointed with power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And there was plenty of them oppressed by the devil. But God's Spirit was with him in great power. Even to healing the lunatic, the insane, he erased it. He was a great one, powerful. He'd do the same thing for you today. So as a Christian, one of the things that are hampering, blocking many prayers today is the fact their minds are confused, shaken, and weary. They have no joy. The next thing you know, they're sinking. And that oppression is real. It's satanic. And it gets a hold of the mind. And it gets down in the heart. And it tries to get a hold of the very soul. And make you think that you're a million miles from God and He hadn't gone nowhere. Do you know what the Lord just said? It's Satan that's millions of miles from God. How many of you believe that? If you want to put it in that manner, he's so far from God, he'd never get back, saith the Lord. Ooh, my. He's a long ways off, isn't he? I want you to stand tonight. And let's tell you this. Don't you let that devil do that. And what we're going to do is Sunday night, I didn't pray for sick, but tonight. Now, I'll pray for cancer tumors. I'll pray for incurable diseases, but I'm going to pray tonight. for this oppression that attacks God's people, worries them, binds them. If you will listen and believe, when I touch you, it'll be like a flash of fire. It'll get rid of that. But it's up to you then. You'll feel the merriment and the power of God and the Spirit of God. But it's up to you to remember these promises, praise the Lord, and thank Him. And you can hold back that from coming back onto you again. Now, if you've been up here the last couple of times, let somebody else come up here that hadn't had a chance to be prayed for. Now, last couple of Sunday nights I prayed for the sick, so we'll give somebody else a chance tonight. If you're really oppressed, you're fearful and worry, and sometimes it even brings pains to the head, brings pains to the body even, a severe amount of depression and oppression now. And I want to get a certain amount of you here tonight. And if you're new, come on up here. We'll believe God together. And you and the audience that want to be, well, I'll pray for anything you got, but we want to pray for those the minds that the devil oppresses and does these things to you. I want you to come on this side right over here. Come over here quickly over here. And we're going to pray for you tonight. Praise the Lord. Now, you know what, folk? Only 15 minutes, so 10, 12 minutes it went by and we said all of that. Boy, I'll tell you, time's a wonderful thing, isn't it? 1 minute it looks like it's gone, and the next minute it looks like you've told a whole lot. Been there an hour. Amen. Okay. All right. Now that line, you can cease the line right there. I'll pray for you to go back and cease it, buddy. Okay.
I've had a lot of depression.
Okay. Well, I understand. We're going to pray for you, Brother Green, and see what God does for you. Lord, Thy children are being oppressed everywhere, not only here, but wherever this tape would go, Lord, should we send it out? We command the oppression in every state, Lord, where it goes and overseas. Satan, you haven't got a hold of those people. God has. Now, I command the oppression to go. In Jesus' name, loosen them. Loosen them. And let the sweet power of God, the Holy Spirit, come upon them. Lord, light up inside his soul and drive it out, Lord. As he rejoices, Lord, he's going to feel new. Amen. And thank God that the Lord is still helping you, Brother Green. Amen. God bless your heart. Woo-wee. You staggered there. It was there. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap. Okay, you want to come up? That's right.
I'm loaded with melanoma cancer, and I keep getting it and getting it, and I have a bunch of it right now.
All right. Well, I tell you what, you know, that fear is bound to be there too sometimes, so we're going to pray for that too, right along with it. All right? Jesus, the starting of many diseases is deep fear and being afraid. And now, Lord, you said that you would carry all of those away 2,000 years ago by whose stripes she was healed. Now, she must believe that. And the moment she believes that in her heart that you died and was beaten in your back for her healing, it shall be received, Lord. Now, I command the fear inside the soul and heart everywhere in the body to come out. Loosen her right now and let her feel the power of God. For your promises are true. You know, the Bible said, I will take all sickness from the midst of thee. All things are possible, saith the Lord, to him that believeth. Ask and you shall receive. Who seek and you shall find. Now, Lord, I command all of this type of disease in her body to leave in Jesus' name. And take all the fear. Let her feel your spirit, Lord, inside, driving the disease out. Quicken her whole body right now. And anybody in the audience with any kind a spreading disease of any sort, touch them. Now.
Thank you. Did you? I felt something. I'm not sure what. Thank you.
Okay. She said, I felt something there. It's kind of new to her. All right.
Yeah. I've had depression and oppression, and I need to be set free.
Amen. You'll do it. Do you know what? Sometimes you can feel it trying to get a hold of you, too. And you just praise the Lord. I'm going to knock that. We're going to knock it together. Amen. Now, that last one we prayed for, God, by his power, wanted her to understand those scriptures for a certain reason. He talked to her about that. He'll keep the word inside that woman is what's going to keep her. Now, if she listens. Now, Lord, we unite together against the oppression that tries to take over. And we know today, many mothers that have children, it is a real task on the mind. And she has them. And so do the others. I pray for them in the mail and everywhere, Lord. And now help her with the children, Lord. And let the power come upon her. Take all the worry and the fear. I command the anointing to go inside and out and loosen her.
Yeah,
loosen her from this right here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give her a new mind and heart.
Yes, Jesus.
And then the audience, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All you're depressed out there, you believe the Lord, and he'll snap that. Oh. Now let the anointing break it. Set her free completely, Lord. You rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
You feel that now?
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
You look different. Can you hold on to it? Oh, Nancy, just keep jumping and keep praising God. All right. God bless your heart. Leap for joy, the Bible said.
Praise the Lord, brother. See, I got some oppression that the devil's been on me, so I just need the Lord to break this thing.
Yeah, but the anointing's there, too. You can tell it's weaving right in. Did you feel that weaving through here? It's right there with you now. And we will get that oppression. And sometimes, you know, if you can get that in the mind, you can't shake it loose, even though you're a believer, you know. He tries that on you. The only thing you can do is just keep on ignoring it and just stay happy. Amen. But I'm going to pray for you. We're going to get this loose. Jesus, you said to cast your burden. We're throwing them at you. We're throwing them on you, Lord. I command the burden and the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon him and remove this oppression, Lord, and guide him in some things in his heart and make a way. Meet his needs, Lord, and guide him with the guidance from the Holy Spirit. Now touch him, Lord, and the whole family together, and let the power of God come upon them. Loose him from this, and let the joy of the Lord come back. You know him much better than I do, Lord. And you know, he's one of your children now. Touch him in Jesus' name. He created us all, and brother, he knows each one better than any of us knows one another. Ooh, my. How's that feel?
Great.
He's here tonight to deliver.
You feel good?
Yeah, I do.
Boy, there's something broke in there, wasn't it? Give the Lord a hand clap. Now, you stay happy. Amen. Now, the old devil will tell you, he said, well, you said this, you said that, so God don't love you no more. Uh-uh. No. No, you can't shake the Lord. He's closer than a brother. You may run off from God. You may forsake God, but he don't do that, see. And he'll stay right there with you, and old Satan will tell you all kinds of crazy things. But the Lord, he's a God of love. And as long as you know how to pray and believe in your heart, he's going to stand by you. He's going to stand right there with you.
I've been impressed, Brother Frisbee, and help ask the Lord to give me greater faith, too.
All right. Well, he's there in that message tonight, too, to help you. He'll do that. Now, let's me and you get together in this thing. Lord, you said in the line, we'll bind this spirit that's got a hold of him and tries his mind, Lord. I command faith in his heart. Lord, let the power of God help him turn it loose. Now, let the Holy Spirit come into him in such a way as to shake this out of there, Lord. Loosen his mind. Bring him together, Lord, his body and soul, because you gave us a sound mind in the Scriptures. And I believe right now that your power is much greater than Satan's, and we command this to go. Now touch some of the audience, Lord. Take away the oppression. I can feel your torment, and I feel what Satan tries to do to you. I can feel it right here. I mean, you stay together, and he's not going to stay where I'm at very long. Amen. Right now, Jesus, loosen him completely, and take away this torment. Satan, come out. Loosen him right now. Right now. He's shaking him right now. Come on out of there. Loosen him. Loosen him. Jesus. 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 Wow. There's a lot of force there.
God bless you, brother.
He got that much anymore. All right. He knows that sermon. There's a lot of cases tonight. Annoying to me even, probably, that we're here.
Hi, Brother Frisbee. I want you to pray for me about everything you preached about. You know, I'm tired of the devil getting on my turf, and I want to give him a blow that he won't forget until he blows up.
Okay, all right. That's a good idea. That he, you know, people think he's real, all right.
All right. I'm learning it.
Okay. Amen. Okay, everything I preached about tonight, that's good. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask Jesus to be with you. Lord, you know what she requests and what she wants, and you know how to move for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, let thine anointing come upon her. In such a way, Lord, we command the satanic forces to break back and to let the power of God come upon her right now. And the Spirit of God to guide her out of all problems and troubles, Lord. Be with her. Let her feel all the old days of revival in her heart. Let the joy of the Lord come upon her in Jesus' name. Ooh, my, my, my. How happy God is. You've been praying. Yeah, I can feel God on you when you come up here because you've been praying.
I've been giving him around, I'll tell you.
kind of keeps you where you... Prayer means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Do you get him now?
Oh, yeah.
God bless your heart. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. God bless you.
I pray for the Lord's mercy to heal my eyes.
Okay.
We're going to do that. Jesus, touch it right now. The eyes. Everywhere, Lord. and let the anointing come upon her in Jesus' name. Now in the audience, you know, we're praying for the oppression, and sometimes even this woman right here is oppressed. Satan's trying to, he would steal her mind, you know, and try to get her mind off of God completely if he could. And you in the audience out there, it's a good night now to be set free completely from all the worry and the fear that Satan tries to put upon you. And he told me tonight, you go forth with that message. I've got some people I'm going to touch. Yeah. Amen. And he's already touched some of them. And some in that audience can really get happy. You got too many bills? You don't know which way to turn? That's him, ma. Call upon him, ma. He said he'd meet your needs. He'll bless you. Don't let the devil tear you and take you clear down. Wow. Ooh, glory to God. Now you got a good dose of that, didn't you?
Thank you, Lord.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, I really do.
Give the Lord a hand clap. God bless your heart. Amen. Yeah, you feel it, don't you? If you could only carry it. Boy, it's on her now. Just let her stand. You cry to the Lord a little bit. And sometimes, you know, in people's lives, their nerves, everything breaks them up. You can tell it, too. And she get to the Lord here, and these tests, trials come to her. There's a battle going on inside of her. You can feel it. Hey, we going to pray. And we going to believe the Lord together tonight. Oh, did you get to feel all that? Oh, he really moved, didn't he? Yeah. Yes, sir. Come up here real close now. Lord, as she relaxes in the Spirit of God, be with her in these trials, these tests, Lord. Not only strengthen the body, but strengthen the soul and the nervous system. Lord, whatever she needs in her system, you put it there, Lord. She's going through many things. Touch her. Well, you know, sometimes the clouds, but all the old sun always comes out, Lord. You're going to help her. They have the ups and downs, but oh, Lord, you're with them. No matter if they're up or down, saith the Lord, I am there. Whoa. Glory. Hallelujah. You hear that? God bless your heart. How do you feel?
Wonderful.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Boy, you got a hold. Take that old fight and get that old thing out of those of God's people and get loose here.
I've had epilepsy of the highest case known for 15 and a half years, and I was wondering if God can get rid of it for me.
All right. And I can pray for you, too.
Yeah, this is his wife. I met them on the street, and I talked to them about Jesus.
That's right.
And I told him that if he comes here, that
he believes. He's going to feel something, all right. You ready? God bless your heart. I've had a lot of those healed cases healed now. It takes just a little faith. Remember, Jesus created a body. I only use my faith, and Jesus is the one that's going to deal with you.
Amen.
He's the one now, the great creator.
I'd like to explain something that I was thinking about God when he came to talk to me about it.
Good. That's right. Keep your mind on it. Lord, let the anointing come upon him. And this type of disease, I command it and rebuke it right now, Lord, to go from his body. In Jesus' name, let him relax, Lord. Let the light of the Lord come upon him. In Jesus' name, many of these kind of cases are healed by God. And his great power light up within. Let the anointing, Jesus went about doing good and healing all of those possessed, depressed, and oppressed. It didn't make any difference. He done it. Loosen him right now, Jesus. Ooh, my. How do you feel now? Did you get to feel all that? Praise God. Is there? All right. What you need?
I need to pray for. I need to get a job now.
Okay. You come over here.
And she has just given her life to Jesus. She's from Pakistan, so they don't know much about Jesus. We preached to her about Jesus, and she gave her life to Jesus, so I wanted to touch her.
Give her my track in here if you want to. Okay, Pakistan. Amen. We got somebody way over there. Now, come here. We're going to pray for you. Now, she's looking for a job. Now, Lord, she received salvation. Now, increase it with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, Lord, he knows you and all about you. And he knows your trip over here, too. And he will go before thee. God will help you. Now, open up your faith and just rely upon Jesus. Touch her right now. Let her feel this anointing, Jesus, everywhere in her body. Let the Holy Spirit guide her. Maya, did you get to feel that?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
Good.
That's good for the body. It's real good. God bless you. Do you want something?
Oh, sure. I know the devil is being behind me, and I keep...
Well, this guy here is not... Okay.
I've been kicking you for the past 2 weeks.
Because, you know, between me and him, we got the devil trapped.
Woo! So I really want you to touch me and put at least fire on his face for me.
Okay. Jesus, let the anointing be upon him and help him with the witnessing and all the things he spoke about in his heart, Lord. And you've heard his prayers. You know what he said, Lord. Amen. Now, work a miracle. Be with him and let him feel the anointing everywhere. In Jesus. Ooh, my. And touch the audience, Lord. And help some of them that like to witness. Help them also. Make them bold in Jesus' name. And give them the right words, Lord. So far, you're doing okay. How do you feel?
Sure, I'm doing fine.
Great. Give Lord a hand clap. Okay.
I have an infection in my left ear, and I have these really bad earaches, and sometimes I can't hear.
Okay. This ear right over here, right? Amen. Okay. She has an infection there. Would you like to see that go right now? We can get rid of that. You know, sometimes it causes you. Is it causing any deafness in your ear or anything? It's just an infection now. It will cause if it stays there. And we're going to open it up completely, okay? All right. Now, Jesus, let the anointing that's on me come through her body, Lord. And that anointing is going in there now. And then I'm going to touch your ear and take away all of discomfort and take away all of the infection. Now, Jesus, open it up inside. I command the infection to dry up, to go away. I command all of discomfort to come out of this ear in Jesus' name. And let her feel the Spirit in there working. I've seen God just create parts of the ear, put them in there, and they couldn't even hear. And they can hear right afterwards. Now, you go ahead and feel that in there. What's happening to you? Did it kind of go through that way and this way? It did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I mean, it was like a bolt going through there. How's that feel now?
It's gone.
It's gone now. Push on it and see. You could probably tell it.
Huh? I had an earache when I
came. Yeah, it was pain. She said she had an aching in it when she come up here. And all that pain, Jesus, keep it from coming back in Jesus' name. Feel good now?
Mm-hmm.
Pain's all gone, she says. I feel good. Amen. He's really great. Now, you can't get away from the fact she's been suffering in pain. It didn't leave until she's prayed for. Now the pain is gone. It's instantly gone.
I need a refreshing of the spirit and a relaxation from God.
Okay. Lord, let, you know the sermon, let your mind be stayed upon the Lord and his perfect peace. I believe that, Lord, won't you? Just keep it on him there, see. When you have children, you have problems, you have this, you have that. The mothers today, there's much on their minds. Now, right now, Lord, let the spirit of relaxation come upon her.
Hallelujah.
Take away all the worry, Lord. And let the power of God come inside and give her peace and give her comfort and touch her whole family together and help each one of them, Lord, right now. And by faith, it said, all things are possible. Be it according to thy faith, and I believe in my heart, you do whatsoever you sayeth. Amen. Now let her feel the anointing again. You mothers out there that got these children, it ain't going to get any better, it looks like, out in that world. You better sure rely upon the Lord Jesus. He's the best keeper, boy. He'll do it for mother and father. Now, how's that feel?
Wonderful.
You good right
Amen.
Now?
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Okay. Now, I want you all stand to your feet, and I'll pray a mass prayer, and you know, the Lord, sometimes we have thems, you know, and he moved on me in the manner that he moved on me. I was doing something else totally different than this at the time, and then he moved on me, and I gather this message real quick, and I come down here, and it's recorded now, and it'll help people when we send it out. It'll help them. And so tonight, if any of you got any kind of those problems that are weighting you down, it's for you too tonight, all of you. And I'm going to pray that the Lord will come upon you, and every one of you can break through. You know there's freedom in the Lord, and whosoever the Lord lets free is free indeed. Come on down. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Reach on out. Reach on out. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our people tonight. Hey, every one of them. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, touch him. My.
Jesus. We go now, Jack. Hey. Thank you, Jesus.